It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you Season 2 of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey! Hello! It is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. The Parks Picks.
What up?
Pod. How you doing, buddy?
What up?
Parks on the Parks Picks pod.
Thanksgiving week.
People might not have noticed that you're the Parks and
yes.
It's a double entendre.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
A double entendre?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, I've heard of that. Yeah. I've heard of it once or twice in my life.
How you doing?
Doing good.
You look good. I like that you got the hoodie on.
I know. I almost wore a USA kid over it, but...
Yeah, well, they disappointed.
They disappointed.
I mean,
they
what,
still
what
got a point,
what
but...
a massive disappointment that was.
Also,
Gareth Bale. What a J.O.
I mean, public enemy number one in Philly, without question. But
if people cared about soccer, you would be.
Well, people do care about soccer. But, man, on last pod, I said Argentina, my pick
yeah.
to win it all.
So it was my first...
Suffer the biggest World Cup upset of all time.
Was it the biggest of all time?
I mean, you know, that's what people are saying.
Yeah.
They're obviously wearing Parks odds.
It was my first thought when it happened. Was
it's insane. Well, what sucks is it was at 5 a.m.,
yeah.
so nobody saw it.
Yeah, I picked Belgium, just saying over here.
But you know what? I'll say this. If Argentina's World Cup odds drop, which I'm sure they have, I still like it.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's next level right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, actually,
I just had to be. Yeah, I like
quick.
That. All right, so we're gonna dive right in the picks this week because it's Thanksgiving week, and Elliot and I'm going to New York tonight. We got stuff going on. You got a wedding this weekend.
I do.
So we're busy. So we're just trying to get you content.
Get you the picks.
Yes, while we can. Real quick, two things off the top. Buys this week, Elliot? None.
Oh, yeah.
How about it?
Really?
None.
Wow.
We're done with the buys, apparently.
Hmm.
That's exciting. Second thing, and this is important before we get to the picks. We, for the first time, I think, ever mm-hmm. in the history of the Parks Picks Pod, we forgot to do a parlay last week.
Which is funny, not funny in a lot of ways, but I feel like we really did well last
week. So we were all over it last week. So
we had the Giants losing?
Yeah. Here's what I'm...
We had the Cowboys winning.
Here's what I'm proposing. I think we just won the parlay last
I agree.
Week. Yeah.
Like I think it was our first win.
Our first win of the season.
I'd be interested to go back and listen. I feel like we were probably, I don't know, 12 for 12.
I mean, I think we hit every single one.
No matter what three we picked or four.
It would have been a hit. So let's just say we picked five and we nailed it.
We won you guys like $300.
Yeah.
If you listen
are
to our.
Welcome.
Yeah. I mean, the Giants one was the real good call by us, I think. Cowboys won. We read the line perfectly on that one.
I'm just happy we finally got a win.
Yes. You know,
we've been waiting all season. Pretty funny. And
time for two in a row.
Funny might not be the right word, but DeCamera on the midday show has been crowing about being 18-3-3 in like an 8-week stretch, which
is
amazing.
Which is wild.
Amazing.
I got to say.
But then went 0-3 this week, and I knew it was going to happen because he was like, see, he picked the Giants and Minnesota. I'm like, bro, you're not seeing the lines
yeah.
here. Like, big mistake. But, and this, I don't know if this is funny or just really sad, but a guy called in to. I mean, it ain't going here.
He put like, his money hey. On it.
He's like, hey, man, can you tell Joe to stop being so confident about his picks? Me and my buddy lost a lot of money this week.
Well,
oh, no, man.
What's
I
so
was
crazy
like, oh, man.
About this is like, it's all fun to talk about people using our bets
yeah,
and like, blah,
the
blah.
Guys, like, we lost
in
a lot
reality,
of money. And I was like, oh, no.
Please gamble responsibly.
Yeah. And
a responsible way to gamble is probably not to listen to our advice.
Yeah.
But
go against us. Go against
except
us.
Last week.
All right. Let's
and
dive,
this week.
Let's dive right in. We're going to win another parlay. Back-to-back
yes.
wins for us. It's going to be pretty exciting. All right,
agreed.
Thanksgiving Day. We're going to plow through. Quick guesses from you. Quick picks from us. Buffalo at Detroit.
In Detroit, obviously.
That is what at Detroit means.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you did say that. Bills minus, I think it's going to be a little shorter. 6?
It's 10.
Oh, I like the Lions.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you're off your Bills bandwagon.
Plus 10.
And your best team in football.
Well, I like them plus 10, I should say. I don't like them to win.
I would probably
take
Buffalo.
The Lions can score.
Lions won. They're coming off a win. I think
that's a good point, actually.
But I could go either way on this. I don't feel strong about it. We won't do any Thanksgiving Day games in the parlay. Just
right.
Because nothing worse than the parlay being ruined before
Agreed.
Sunday. All right, Giants
But it is
Dallas.
Fun to do a Thanksgiving Day parlay.
It is. Oh, yeah, maybe let's just do it for fun.
Yeah, we'll just do those three games.
Yeah, even though we already disagree on one. The Giants at Dallas.
Well, you can talk me into
this. This is a fun one, Giants at Dallas.
I think the Cowboys are going to just smack the Giants around.
Okay.
The Cowboys are, they're good.
Dude, all right. Well, you want to do this now? It's fine. The Cowboys just lost to Green Bay a week ago. And now it's they beat Minnesota. Everyone's like, best team in football.
Yeah.
Enough. All right. Dallas is whatever. I'm not scared of Dallas at all. Dallas sucks. And on top of that, like, they lost. They blew a 14-point lead going into the fourth quarter a week and a half ago.
Yeah, it was a bad
loss. And
they
win a game, and everyone's like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm so terrified of Dallas because they beat a bad Minnesota. Minnesota's so average, and we all knew it. Everyone knew it.
Well,
they won a game in Buffalo, and everyone's like, oh, my God, they might be great.
Yeah.
They're not great. They're fine. They're a fine football team. Dallas is a fine football team. That's it. Enough with the fear of these stupid loser Cowboys.
I disagree with that.
I know you do. I can tell already.
So Dallas minus, the number 6 keeps popping in my head. Dallas minus 7.
9.5.
Wow, big underdogs on Thanksgiving.
I'm taking the Giants.
Okay, I'm definitely taking the Cowboys.
Okay. So we're definitely
I will say
maybe we each do our own parlay and it's the exact opposite. Because I'm intrigued to see which way you go on the last one, New England and Minnesota.
But I will say that the Cowboys coming off a big win is worrisome.
Yeah. It is fun, by the way, having this Giants-Dallas game and then New England and Minnesota at night. We
Lots
have like
of Eagles
real
implications.
Rooting stakes.
Yeah.
All right, New England and Minnesota.
Minnesota minus 8.
2.5.
Oh, my God.
I'm taking New England.
I'll take Minnesota.
Okay, so
primetime Kirk. Though.
This is great. So this is fun.
So we're exact.
We
opposites
have
on
dueling
all three.
Thanksgiving parlays. We're gonna place one for each of us and
Am
see
I taking
one
all
of the two
underdogs.
I
took two favorites. And
you
an
took
underdog.
Two. I'm taking more underdogs. Yeah. Right. So your parlay is Detroit, Dallas, and Minnesota.
Yes.
Gross. You love Dan Campbell though. Mine is Buffalo, Peter the Giants, and New England. So. All right. No big deal. I'll check
we'll
on
find
that.
Out on Thanksgiving right. who's more thankful.
All right. Download the Bet Parks Sound Sportsbook app. I mean, listen to this pod. Go through all this stuff.
Do it.
What are we doing here?
It's World Cup time.
Yeah, it's World Cup time.
Time.
All right. Quick World Cup check-in for this little Parks thing here. Your thoughts. You did tell everyone to bet Argentina.
I'm still confident.
Okay, good.
It was a bad loss.
Any
but it
other
was
thoughts
fluky.
from the early part? USA. Where should people be placing their money on USA?
Well,
I guess it's what England is. What the day after Thanksgiving is it? It's
Friday,
Black Friday, right? Okay.
So, I did like England plus. USA plus 500 to win the group, and I think that had they held on, it would have looked like a good bet. It was a pretty devastating loss. I do think they pretty much at this point have to go into the England game hoping
for a tie.
Like, or I think just like a tie would be amazing.
Lose by one is what you're hoping
for? Yeah, or just like don't get smacked.
How sad is that?
I know, but it's what. Do you know England's team has over $1 billion worth of talent on it?
Wow.
USA, I mean, it probably doesn't top 100 million. It might. But like, actually, I don't think it would probably come anywhere close to that. But, yeah, I mean, I still
England smelling themselves a little after the
and
big
look,
win.
England
though.
Wasn't playing well coming to the tournament, but putting up 6 goals is pretty impressive.
I'm calling a draw.
Calling a draw.
We're gonna draw.
I mean, it would be huge. It would be.
This feels so lame.
It would probably
to
be
me.
One of the biggest, not the biggest, but it would certainly be up there.
This feels so lame to me. Wow, wouldn't it be great if we could tie them? That'd be so cool.
I mean, dude,
cool.
England's unbelievable. So.
I know it's so lame though, but I get it. I get it. I'm excited for the next
America.
Round.
Yeah.
The next round of the tournament.
Well, hopefully,
it's win or go home.
I do. I would be okay
fun.
With doing straight to PKs or whatever they want to do.
I hate
like,
PKs.
I think
golden
I know,
goal.
But I'm saying
I think they should play golden goal.
I'm saying if you want to avoid ties, I would be okay. In
oh,
the group
in this
round,
round.
Of
okay,
going
I would be fine
PKs.
With that. I,
I agree
that,
with
but
and,
it should
and
be golden goal later.
Yeah,
I hate.
I mean, look, they could play for a really long time.
But, that's fine.
Well, but
is there
you
anything
can't
better?
Sub.
Is there anything better than a 5 overtime hockey game?
Well, but the issue, but in hockey, you're
all
subbing
the guys playing hockey. Yes,
no, I know. I'm saying,
dude.
If they played five overtime, they'd have to redo
the... There is nothing in sports, and I've played all the major sports at some point or another in my life.
Flex.
There is nothing even there's nothing even close to hockey in terms of what...
I don't disagree
with you. Like, one-and-a-half-minute shift on the ice feels like playing a full soccer
game. I don't disagree with you. Hockey is extremely hard and tiresome to play.
So here's the deal.
I'm just saying, if you did five overtimes in soccer, you would have to have some type of subsystem.
Yeah. That's fine. You
players
can resub.
Will be playing,
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
New subs, whatever you got to do.
Right.
So anyway, either way, bet on the soccer with the BetParks on our Sportsbook app. And of course, bet on all these games. Download the app now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. New users get a $750 bonus back if their first bet is not a winner. Use our promo code GoBirds at GoBirds to get your bonus back bet and have a blast with us. We're having a great time. You must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Again, promo code 100 gambler. All right, Sunday games. Atlanta at Washington. I'm going to plow through these.
Yeah, Washington minus... Man, I can just tell I'm going to have a bad day today. Washington minus 7.
4.5, you're having a horrible day.
Yeah.
I'll take Washington and feel very good about it. Washington's...
I agree. Their defense is good.
Pretty good football team.
Their defense is good. They have talent. I mean, really, if they get average quarterback play, they're tough.
They're all right. Baltimore at Jacksonville.
Baltimore at Jacksonville. Baltimore minus 8.
4. This is your worst performance yet. This is a rough one.
This is bad.
Yeah. So I'll take Baltimore.
I'll take Baltimore as well.
Yeah. All right. I like both of those quite a bit. Chicago at the Jets.
Chicago
Justin Fields hurt, might not play.
Right. It's a big part of it.
Yeah, it's important.
And Zach Wilson very much on the hot seat.
Definitely going to get benched.
They should cut him. I'm serious. They should cut him.
Well, you can't cut him, but they're going to bench him.
I would cut him. But Justin, I'll still take Chicago, honestly. Although the Jets roster is
better. You don't even know what the line is. You got to get the line.
No, I'm trying to think who's going to win. I'll take the Jet. Bears minus 1.
The Jets are 4.5 favorite. Worst week ever. It's unbelievable.
People are off this week.
I'm going to take the Jets. I think with Flacco or Mike White in there, they'll be fine.
They have a better roster.
Especially with the possibility Fields doesn't play.
I agree with that.
Cincinnati at Tennessee is a good football game.
Cincinnati at Tennessee. Maybe I'll just go like the standard Tennessee minus 3.
Bengals minus 1.5.
Why are they favorites?
I'm just curious. Like, you've been 4 points off. I'm with you. I love Tennessee.
Yeah.
This is maybe my favorite game of the
year. This
Bengals, like,
in Tennessee, look,
they barely beat Pittsburgh.
I do think
again.
The Titans are, like, somewhat fraudulent when it matters, but they do win in the regular season all the time.
They win these games, and they got Vrabel with 10 days
revenge
to prepare.
Game too.
Like, yes. I love this game.
Yeah.
It's my favorite game on the slate.
Right,
so that's
we'll
a parlay.
Pick that one. All right.
Denver at Carolina. Denver, do you feel bad about thinking they were going to be good?
They're not going to turn around. I don't think they're going to turn around, but I do think they'll win this week.
Over Carolina's a bold take.
Yeah, exactly.
They might not.
They might not. Honestly,
I'm probably going to take the points. I'll tell you that.
All right, so I'm going to guess it's Denver minus like 7.
2.5, Elliot. This is a disaster.
Well, you said take the points. I figured you thought it would be
a large
amount.
I think Carolina might win outright.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, they've been frisky. They played.
I mean, honestly,
Baltimore.
Should we put the Panthers money line in there? Oh, it can't even be that big of a money line, though.
No, yeah, it's not worth it for a parlay. I don't trust him that much.
Yeah.
It's more of an anti-Denver pick. All right, Houston at Miami. Just another win for your Dolphins, no problem.
Yeah, I mean, the Dolphins are nice.
Biggest line. Not the biggest line.
All right, so I'm guessing it's a big line.
Trying to give you a little help here.
I know, I appreciate it.
Trying to subtly throw
Miami
bones.
Minus 10.
13.
Oh, my God. There's a line bigger than that?
Yeah, there's one line bigger than that.
Wow.
Yeah, there's.
Guessing it's not Eagles-Packers.
No, it's not.
I haven't even seen that line.
I'll take Miami. Houston's horrible.
Yeah, I'll take Miami. And they're coming off a bye, I think.
Yeah.
So, right?
Yeah. Tampa Bay, Cleveland.
Tampa Bay minus 8. Damn.
I thought you were going to say 4. It's 3.5.
I was going to say 5.
I thought you were going to say 4 or 5. I was like, oh, he's going to be close. He went 8.
Yeah.
How did he get from 4 or 5 to 8?
I just was wrong.
He goes 6?
Only way I can put it.
Maybe 7?
Is this the last game without Deshaun Watson?
Yes, it is. I will take Tampa Bay.
I will too.
It's so funny. We disagree on things.
Yeah.
All right. 4 more. Las Vegas at Seattle.
Las Vegas at Seattle. Seattle minus 5.
3.5. Your closest? Right. Yeah.
Getting
closer.
I'll take Seattle.
Yes. The Rams at the Chiefs.
The Rams at the Chiefs. So potentially no Matt Stafford, right?
Yeah.
Oh, this is probably the huge line.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Chiefs minus 14.5.
You did it!
There we go.
Yes!
I was going to say 17 at first. I'm like, there's no way it's going to be 17.
It is 14.5 on the button.
I will take the Chiefs.
I will too, but real quick. On
Mahomes
this whole,
is MVP, by the way.
Yeah, I think he's the MVP. I agree. Yeah. And he's clearly the best player in football. He's amazing and all that.
Insane.
But like the Chiefs have to win every game at the last minute. Like, and it's amazing that he does it. But everyone's like, oh, the Chiefs are clearly the best team in the NFL. And I picked them in the Super Bowl. So, like,
right.
I'm very, like, if people want to say they're the best team in football, like, good.
You're
I was right.
They play close games.
Every game.
Yeah.
Against bad teams. Like, the Chargers aren't bad, but the Raiders are bad.
I agree.
It's always the end of the game.
Well, their defense is bad.
Is bad.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, like, I think the Chiefs, look, the Chiefs are probably the one team in the NFL that I would pick against the Eagles on a neutral site right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But again, I don't think it's, like, clear that they're way better than everyone. I just want to make that point.
All right.
All right, last two. We'll do the Eagles last. Monday night, Pittsburgh at Indy. Gross.
Pittsburgh at Indy. Wow. Yeah. Indy minus two.
2.5. Oh, what a heater to end this.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take Indy.
I don't know what the Eagles.
Actually, you know what? I'll take Pittsburgh. Actually,
okay.
I hate this game. Pittsburgh.
I will take Indy.
I'll take the points.
I'll take Indy.
I'll take the points. Okay. All right, last one. You know the Packers.
I don't
Eagles.
Know the Packers.
Oh!
Yeah,
what
I haven't
do
seen
you think
it.
The line is, pal. What a thrill.
This
Elliot,
one, I feel
Elliot
like.
Elliot guessing on an Eagles line is pretty exciting.
I know. This one, I feel like I have
You need
more
to do better.
Again.
Don't screw this up.
All right. So I think the Eagles are going to be favorites. They didn't play well, but the Packers also are coming off a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of suck. Eagles minus 5. 7. Ooh, that's high.
I'll take the Eagles. Packers stink.
I'm going to take the Packers minus
wow,
plus 7.
Wow. What a disaster this is. This is.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just end this pod. This is a depressing pod. Washington. Who was the one we love there? Washington, Tennessee. We need one more. Baltimore. We like
the Seattle one.
Seattle home 3.5 over Vegas. I like that.
I like that.
You want to go with that?
Yeah.
All right. Seattle, Washington, Tennessee. Tennessee money line because they're 1.5-point dog. Why not?
Yeah.
All right. So we should probably put it on the phone.
Are you gonna
give
it
open?
I will in a second. Hold
okay.
On.
I'll let you open it.
Hold on. Actually, you might have to do it. It says I need to update the app.
Oh, buddy. This is
well, exciting
this is a
stuff.
Bad job from you.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm pulling it open as we speak.
Be interested to see that you don't have to update it.
I don't. I'm all over
Do you have
stuff.
Auto updates?
No. Emily does my updates for me.
I have Parks open. So
that is, Emily loves to do my updates for me. It's so funny. She gets it. I'm open too. So
okay. We'll see who can do it quicker.
Okay.
What are the three? I mean, you have them in front of you, so that's
yeah,
going to
so
help
I
you.
Think I've already won this. Cause
okay.
Yeah, I'm about to have the third in now.
All right.
I forgot what our third one was, actually.
It was Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. Okay. Boom. Plus 656. All
oh,
right.
Wait. Another one I really like, actually, is Buccaneers.
You want to just add them and say, F it?
Yeah.
Try and win back-to-back big ones?
Yeah. So what do we have? We have Tampa Bay, Seattle.
Tennessee, and Washington.
Okay. And what did it come out to?
I stopped doing it because you pulled yours out and you wanted to add Tampa Bay.
Oh, my bad. Okay. So, all right, Tampa Bay, Raiders. Same
no,
again.
Tampa Bay, Seattle.
I had
Washington right and Tennessee.
Washington, okay. It is plus 1287.
Boom! We're winning $128 this weekend.
Boom, there
it's gonna
it is.
It's going to be great. All right. So, I was going to say there's another pod coming, but I actually think you'll hear that one first. So, congrats on the pod.
Well, there'll be another one at some point.
Yeah.
There will
be more
another
stuff
one in
coming.
The feed.
Yeah, pods will be coming.
Yes.
Stuff will happen. No show this weekend. Elliot has a wedding. There's
yes.
a game on the radio, but we'll be back soon. Until then, he's Adam Dave.